Armada. This is dedicated to Peter Kennedy. There were ships from all the churches. There were boats from all the faiths. And they sailed away from disbelief, the rocky crags of non-belief, to find somewhere a blessed relief while sailing on the sea of God. Now every vessel had a captain, who were called by different names, priests and mullahs, popes and deacons, swamis, rabbis, monks, subdeacons, all believed they were the beacons upon these ships afloat in God. And the people on these vessels sought relief upon the decks by listening as their captains preached, believed the words their captains preached, believed their ships would finally reach the land across the sea of God. But some among the souls on board, the many vessels of this fleet, were not content. They wished for more. They craved deep love, desired more. They sought the depths before the shore. They thirsted on the sea of God. They tried to speak of what they felt to crews and captains of the ships, and were banned from speaking of their needs. The captains feared such sinful deeds would lead the crews to fearful deeds, rebellion on the sea of God. They kept their voices to themselves, their spirits feeling chained, enslaved. At last the need became too strong. They knew that they could not be long. They suffered want for far too long, stifled on the sea of God. One day at dawn, the time had come. First one and then another jumped from off the ships into the sea. A blessed feeling to be free, to celebrate a jubilee of love within the sea of God. And discovered with a burst of joy, they had no need of boats or ships. They walked within a sea of bliss, as ardent as a lover's kiss, and knew that life could lead to this awakening in the sea of God.